1. Do you enjoy visiting museums? What kinds of museums interest you most?
I do enjoy visiting museums, though I don't go as often as I'd like due to my busy schedule and Jakarta's traffic. I'm particularly interested in history museums, like Museum Nasional Indonesia, because they help me learn more about our rich cultural heritage and ancient artifacts. Art museums also fascinate me because I can see different perspectives and creative expressions from various artists across different time periods.
2. How often do you go to museums, and do you usually go alone or with others?
I visit museums maybe 3 or 4 times a year, usually during weekends or holidays when I have more free time. I prefer going with friends or family because we can discuss what we see and share different opinions about the exhibits. However, sometimes I enjoy going alone because I can take my time reading all the information without feeling rushed by others.
3. Did you visit museums when you were a child? What do you remember about those visits?
Yes. My parents took me to Museum Fathahila in Kota Tua when I was around 8 years old, and I remember being amazed by the old colonial buildings and historical objects. I was particularly fascinated by the old coins and traditional weapons, though I didn't fully understand their historical significance at the time. Those early visits sparked my interest in Indonesian history and made me appreciate the importance of preserving our cultural heritage.
4. Do you think museums are important for society? Why or why not?
Museums are extremely important because they preserve our cultural identity and educate people about history, art, and science in ways that textbooks cannot. In Indonesia, museums help younger generations understand our diverse culture and the struggles our ancestors faced during colonial times and independence. They also serve as research centres where scholars can study artefacts and contribute to our knowledge about the past.
5. What are your favourite fruits and vegetables, and why do you like them?
My favourite fruits are mango and rambutan because they're sweet, juicy, and perfect for Jakarta's hot climate. For vegetables, I really enjoy kangkung and bayam because they're nutritious, and my mother cooks them in delicious ways with garlic and chili. These local produce items are also affordable and easily available at traditional markets near my home.
6. Do you prefer to eat fruits and vegetables raw or cooked? What's your usual way of preparing them?
I prefer eating most fruits raw because cooking them reduces their vitamin content and changes their natural sweetness. For vegetables, I usually prefer them cooked, especially in traditional Indonesian dishes like gado-gado or sayur asem, which add flavour and make them easier to digest. However, I do enjoy raw vegetables in salads or lalapan when eating grilled fish or ayam bakar.
7. Where do you usually buy your fruits and vegetables? Do you think they're expensive in your area?
I usually buy fruits and vegetables at the traditional pasar near my house because they're fresher and cheaper than supermarkets like Carrefour or Giant. The prices are quite reasonable, especially for local produce like pisang, tomat, and kabai, though imported fruits can be expensive. I enjoy bargaining with the sellers, and they often give me extra items when I'm a regular customer.
8. Have your eating habits regarding fruits and vegetables changed over the years?
Yes, I've become more health conscious since starting university, so I try to eat more vegetables and fruits than I did as a teenager. I used to prefer junk food and rarely ate vegetables, but now I make sure to include them in every meal for better nutrition. Living independently has also taught me to appreciate affordable local produce rather than always wanting expensive imported fruits.
9. What kinds of advertisements do you see most often in your daily life?
I see mobile phone and internet provider ads most frequently, especially on social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok throughout the day. Food delivery apps like GoFood and GrabFood also advertise constantly, showing tempting pictures of various dishes from local restaurants. Additionally, I encounter many skincare and cosmetic advertisements targeted at young people like me when scrolling through my social media feeds.
10. Do advertisements influence your purchasing decisions? Can you give an example?
Advertisements do influence my decisions sometimes. especially when they offer discounts or promotions that seem too good to pass up. For instance, I recently bought a new smartphone after seeing repeated ads for a flash sale on Shopee with significant price reductions. However, I've learned to be more critical and research products properly before purchasing, rather than immediately believing everything advertised.
11. Which type of advertisement do you find most annoying? Why?
I find pop-up ads on websites and YouTube ads that can't be skipped extremely annoying because they interrupt what I'm trying to watch or read. Loud and repetitive TV commercials also bother me, especially those that use annoying jingles or overly dramatic acting to grab attention. These types of ads feel intrusive and often make me want to avoid the products they're promoting rather than buy them.
12. Do you think there are too many advertisements nowadays, or do you find them useful?
I think there are definitely too many advertisements nowadays, especially online where we're constantly bombarded with promotional content every few minutes. While some ads can be useful for discovering new products or finding good deals, the sheer volume makes it overwhelming and difficult to focus on actual content. I wish there was better regulation to limit intrusive advertising while still allowing businesses to promote their products effectively.